Swanson. Guest analyst this afternoon, Sam Swanson with the Money Farm. Sam, we had April supply demand report out, kind of friendly to neutral, I guess.
Yeah, overall, I don't think anyone was really expecting a big surprise in April's report here today, and that's pretty much ultimately what we got. Pretty quiet report here. There was some changes, small changes noted with corn, I guess I'd like to point out. The USDA did raise the export forecast by 100 million bushels, but they also lowered feed demand by about 25 million bushels there. So a little bit of an offset. So that's kind of the update for corn. Also, ending stocks were raised for wheat, so that's putting some pressure on the wheat complex here to finish the trading day out as well.
Kind of puts more pressure on weather, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of the next big thing here. Is obviously any tariff headlines that we're going to see, and then weather here as we're approaching the U.S. planting season, and also we're still monitoring weather in South America too as our crop is growing here. So yeah, that's for sure.
Did you follow any of the CONAB numbers this morning? Any surprises there?
Yeah, you know what? There was the Rosario Grain Exchange did lower the Argentine soybean production by another, it was 1 million metric tons. And there's actually I think the USDA has Argentina at 49 million metric tons, and Rosario Grain Exchange is at 45. So quite the difference there. I guess we'll be paying attention there for any updates there as well. But certainly there's a big difference there between the USDA and some analysts down in South America.
How about livestock? What went on there?
Well, livestock, I think they haven't been able to separate themselves from the stock market here. And that's what we're seeing here today. I mean, the stock market's sharply lower again today. And I think you're seeing livestock follow there as well. So you'd think with the announcement that President Trump made yesterday that he is reducing tariffs on all countries besides China, you would think we'd see some reprieve in the cattle market. But we're not seeing that today. So hopefully tomorrow's close for the week will be friendly and for the grain and the livestock complex.
Anything else we should be aware of here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, now more than ever, I think we're kind of in uncharted territory. I mean, we haven't really seen news like this where it's changing every day, every minute. I think we're kind of in uncharted territory there. So it's important to kind of manage your risk. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at the Money Farm.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it, Sam. Thanks much.
Yep. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Yep. Bye. Money Farm Market Analyst Sam Swanson.